Through the written word and the spoken word, may we hear the living word. Amen. The month of June marks the acknowledgement of several important communities. Last week, we celebrated the National Indigenous Day of Prayer. And the week before, we focused on our vestry motion and inclusivity. The month of June is also Pride Month. And as Christians, we are called to stand with our 2S LGBTQ plus siblings in love, recognizing that we are all made in the image of God. God loves you just the way you are. Imagine with me for a moment, two young people excitedly planning their wedding day. They have the guest list finalized, the catering is taken care of, the flowers and decorations are decided on, and the last thing they have to organize is their cake. They choose a well-known bakery in their town, and bubbling up with excitement, they arrive for their consultation with the baker. The couple asks if they could add two female figures as the topper on the cake. And the baker's smile disappears as he realizes that the wedding is between two females. The baker stammers a bit and then says, "I'm sorry, we don't serve your kind here. We don't do that sort of thing." Now, imagine with me two seniors happily in love, having spent the last 40 years together, taking a stroll down the boardwalk along the lakeside. The sun is setting and it's a beautiful evening. The air is warm and there's a gentle breeze, but the couple aren't holding hands. They're not holding hands because it's not safe for two men to openly share their love where they live. Even at their age, they have been the target of hate speech and violence. Finally, I'd like you to imagine with me a high school gym class. Teenagers awkwardly waiting around for their teacher's instructions. And one student in particular feeling especially uneasy. Then the dreaded moment arrives. The gym teacher announces boys on the left side of the gym and girls on the right side of the gym. This student doesn't know what to do. They don't identify as male or female. They are non-binary. Students from both sides of the gym start to tease them because they don't fit in, because they're different. These are not uncommon stories. They happen every day to people who belong to the 2S LGBTQ plus community. They are excluded. They face hate speech and violence. They are told they're not welcome. I hope these stories make you uncomfortable, and I hope they make you angry. In the New Testament, we are told to love one another at least 16 times. And not once does that exhortation come with a list of exceptions or excuses. We are called to be a people of love. We are called to share the radical love of Christ with everyone we meet. Saint Augustine once said that God loves each of us as if there was no one else in the world to love. Each and every one of us. That includes the people we don't get along with. It includes the people who ask you for spare change on the sidewalk. It includes minority groups who are excluded and victimized. And it includes our siblings in the 2S LGBTQ plus community. As Bishop Andrew wrote in his Pride Month letter a couple of weeks ago, as a church, we stand with our gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, two-spirited, queer, and questioning siblings. We are not able to join together as proud Anglicans this year to march in the Pride Parade because of COVID. But that doesn't and shouldn't stop us from expressing our support, our acceptance, and our love. I would like to think that I'm preaching to the choir here at St. George's, and that our parish is already open and welcoming of those in the 2S LGBTQ plus community. But I also know that there are likely to be questions. Questions about what does it mean to belong to that community? How do we address our siblings in respectful ways? What does it mean to be two-spirited or queer? How can we be true allies in their struggle for acceptance and belonging? I can't answer all of those questions for you in the time that I have today, but I encourage you to ask them, seek out information, educate yourselves and each other, reach out for help when you're not sure, be willing to learn and know that you will make mistakes. Making mistakes is part of the learning process, but instead of dwelling on them, acknowledge them, commit to doing better next time, and move on. In our reading today from 2 Corinthians, Paul is speaking about the need for fairness and balance, so that the needs of one are met by those who have abundance. This way, no one is left with too little, and no one has accumulated too much. Paul says to the Corinthians that our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Paul is not just talking about a monetary loss or gain here. He's also speaking about the poverty of the spirit. He is talking about taking a lower place than we ourselves find ourselves to raise up the place of another. Jesus lowered himself to obedience to death on a cross so that we could be raised up from our sins and enjoy the riches of the kingdom of heaven. Christ is the example for how to live our lives. His radical love and commitment to justice and fairness is something that should inspire us. It should make us feel uncomfortable, though, too. Because if we take a look at ourselves and our lives and actions, chances are we could do better. I know I could. I am still learning and unlearning. And passages like this one today from 2 Corinthians really brings home the challenge that Christ lays down for us. Do we love our neighbor? Do we love our Black and Indigenous neighbors? Do we love our 2S LGBTQ plus neighbors? If we say that we do, how do we show it? What are we doing to help raise them up from our abundance? How are we helping to ensure that they aren't left with too little? The love of God for all of his creation is overflowing. As Christians, we are called to embody that love and spread it far and wide to all the ends of the earth. That requires action. Being a Christian is not a passive pastime. It requires us to step outside of our comfort zone sometimes, which is not always easy to do. And it's tempting to wait for someone else to do it instead. But I pray that Paul will serve as our inspiration today, and that his words will give us new energy and a new commitment to standing with our 2S LGBTQ plus siblings, not just during the month of June as we celebrate Pride Month, but every other day of the year as well. We are a people of love, and we are called to love one another always. God loves each and everything that he has made with no conditions and no restrictions. May we look into the face of our neighbor and remember that God loves them just the way they are. Let it be so. Amen.
God loves you just the way you are.
My name is Sarah, and God loves you just the way you are.
Hello, my name is Agnes, and God loves you just the way you are.
My name is Peter, and God loves you just the way you are.
Hi, I'm Craig. God loves you just the way you are.
God loves you just the way you are.
God loves you just the way you are.
God loves you the way you are.
The God loves you the way you are.
Hi, my name is Ariana Delvin, and I want to tell you that God loves you just the way you are.